is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden is preparing for one of the biggest speeches of his political career.
This will be the president's first in-person statement since he ended his re-election bid.
The president will discuss his historic decision to put the country above all else, and about the inflection point we face as a country.
While declining to give details about the speech itself, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did say,
I encourage all Americans to tune in tonight to hear directly from the president.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Vice President Harris rallied sororities today in Indianapolis.
We share a vision for the future of our nation. A future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead.
Harris says she hopes to mobilize black women and get people excited about her campaign over the next few months. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed Congress today about hostage negotiations in Gaza.
I'm confident that these efforts can succeed. Some of them are taking place right now.
Outside, chaos. Protesters in D.C. are vandalizing and trashing property.
Tens of thousands of people have been killed because of Netanyahu.
They carried signs and chanted, some reading wanted war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu. Other signs read, end all U.S. aid to Israel and stand with Palestine. Other demonstrators expressed support for Israel, calling on Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal in its war with Hamas and bring home the hostages still being held by the militant group. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Delta says it plans to get operations back to normal tomorrow, but today it's canceled another 200 flights. Our Mark Strassman's in Atlanta.
We're all pretty fried.
Lauren Walbridge, Jordan Harris, and their one-year-old son finally made it from Portland, Oregon to Detroit Tuesday to visit family. They've been bitten by cancellations since Saturday.
I was changed to 11 different flights. I'm just glad to be not seeing a Delta flight for a good number of days.
Delta's troubles stemming from last week's global tech outage. A breakthrough now in the quest to prevent AIDS.
It's called lenacapavir. It's a drug, not a vaccine. It's currently used to treat HIV. But now a published study says tests on young women and girls in Africa have shown two injections a year were 100% effective in preventing new HIV infections. And earlier analysis has shown it could be made available for just $40 a year per patient. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 500 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. North Beach and Zoo Beach and Racine are currently under advisory due to hazardous conditions. The warning is about high waves and dangerous currents. A 53-year-old Mount Pleasant man named James Broachman is in custody facing multiple charges of possessing child sex abuse materials. Police executed a search warrant at his home following a tip. We're working on learning more. Tom Roanhaus has been approved as interim Racine County Executive by the county board. It follows Jonathan Delagrave's passing. Roanhaus resigned from his position as the District 18 supervisor and will serve until December. A 107-room hotel has been proposed as part of the Summer's Gateway development. The project also includes plans for a gas station, convenience store, and two restaurants near the interstate exit. And the Racine County Fair starts its run today in Union Grove. There's a truck and tractor pull tonight at the grandstand. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win, the Cubs lose. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Brewers and the Cubs at Wrigley Field, tied up two apiece. Blake Perkins on first base, William Contreras at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Into the gap in left center. Watch Perkins run. It's going to go up and into the ivy. Perkins will score. The Brewers have the lead in the ninth.
Yoel Piamps came on to pitch in the ninth, and the Brewers get the win, the final 3-2, winning the series 2-1 in Chicago. Now the bad news. We told you Christian Yelich left the game last night in the sixth inning with tightness in his back. Today he tells reporters he's headed to the 10-day IL and possibly looking at back surgery ending his season. NFL Packers training camp practice today. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford throwing two interceptions, one to Eric Stokes.
We want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
Still no updates on a contract for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid 70s. Sunshine and around 80 on Friday. A little more humidity and heat for the weekend. Low to mid 80s. Some storms Sunday night, Monday. Right now it's 73.
WRJN. He's a real nowhere man. Sitting in his nowhere land.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Beatles and Nowhere Man. It was on this date in 1967. All four Beatles and their manager, Brian Epstein, signed a petition printed in the Times newspaper calling for the legalization of marijuana.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
I've been inclined.
seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Good.
there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles, who popped his head into the studio. How's your sleep these days? You sleeping through the night?
I'm just sleeping well, yes. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
The Book of Power Sleep offers tips on getting more sound sleep. Here are some of the tips. It says, go bland before bedtime. To fall asleep quickly, avoid caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol for at least 4 hours before you go to bed. I don't do that.
Well, I try to, but I don't always do that.
All those years of getting up early for morning shows, I never have had a problem falling asleep. I go to sleep and I'm asleep like that.
Well, that's good. What else? Any other tips?
Let's see. Be predictable. Go to bed around the same time every night and try to follow a similar routine. Don't toss and turn. If you can't sleep after 20 minutes, get out of bed and do something else.
Oh, really?
Save the bed for sleep. Avoid paying bills, watching TV, or scrolling on your phone in bed.
Yeah, and the other thing I've read about, even the phone, if you do have the phone on your bed, most of them these days have a setting where it'll decrease the blue light and increase more of a pleasant nighttime light.
Yeah, the only thing I use my phone for at bedtime is I use it as my alarm clock. I put it on the nightstand next to me, and that's my clock in the morning.
I get one that my phone will, it kind of registers sleep. It kind of gives you a report when you wake up. I'm kind of a tech guy like that, yeah.
And finally, take a bath. When your body gets ready for sleep, your temperature drops. A bath may nudge your bedtime biochemistry along. There you go.
No, thanks.
Good
I
sleep.
Made some notes.
All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549. If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand.
chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN says here that researchers found that an unexplained force is pushing our entire galaxy across the universe. Well, let's be honest. Who wouldn't want to be rid of the neighborhood of humans?
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never have.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for a spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Vice President Kamala Harris on the choice as she sees it in the presidential race to a crowd of supporters in Wisconsin yesterday.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate?
Harris launched her new campaign for president in West Allis. She has the delegate she needs to win the Democratic Party nomination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. North Beach and Zoo Beach in Racine are currently under advisory due to hazardous conditions. Lifeguards have pointed out high waves and dangerous currents. The City of Racine's Public Health Department is advising caution for anyone entering the water as lifeguards continue to monitor the situation. Updates will be provided as conditions change. A 53-year-old Mount Pleasant man is in custody facing multiple charges of possessing images of child sex abuse. A statement says police executed a search warrant at James Broatsman's home yesterday. The warrant stemmed from a tip about downloaded child sex abuse material, leading to the discovery of illicit files on electronic devices seized from Broatsman's residence. We're working on learning more about James Broatsman. Following the untimely passing of Jonathan Delagrave, the Racine County Board has approved Tom Roanhouse as interim county executive. Roanhouse, who resigned from his position as the District 18 supervisor to take on the role, will serve until the December 19th special election. The Racine County Fair is underway. Through the week, there's a monster truck show, a demo derby, and a rodeo taking over the grandstand. There's a truck and tractor pull tonight. The event in Union Grove runs through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid 70s. Sunshine and around 80 on Friday. A little more humidity and heat for the weekend. Low to mid 80s. Some storms Sunday night, Monday. Right now it's 73.
It's Bad Finger and Day After Day on WRJN. Now watch how I connect Bad Finger to the Beatles. It was on this date in 1969 that Paul McCartney recorded a demo of his new song, Come and Get It, at Abbey Road Studios in London. McCartney later gave the song to the Ivies, who soon became known as Bad Finger.
Music playing. ceiling if you want me. Whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a new survey found that about a quarter of Americans incorrectly believe that the sun revolves around the earth. And about 90% of us believe that the world revolves around us.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
Now I can't stop myself blindly striking again. Blindly striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Howdy, Kurt.
Robin's a friend of the show, and we like to chat with you from time to time. So I got a weird situation maybe you can help me with.
Go for it.
I'm not sure how to deal with this. Do you still have a landline or just a cell phone?
We got rid of our landline a couple of years ago, and I'm kind of regretting it.
Really?
Yeah. For one thing, it reminds me of like the past. If I were to see it on a counter, it's like, oh, I remember those days, and it was so great. I kind of think I should have kept it in case the service like happened in the past goes down, and then you could have a landline that's not going to really be affected, in my mind at least.
So we got rid of our landline a few years ago as well, and I don't regret it, except for one situation.
Oh, what's that?
Well, even though we don't have the landline anymore, if somebody calls that number and leaves a voicemail, for whatever reason, I get an email with that voicemail on it, attached to it. But my problem is, years ago at our church, we had an old church directory where they mistakenly put our phone number next to our pastor's name. So if people are trying to call our pastor, they get our old landline instead.
Oh, wow. So, you know, Pastor Kurt, are you getting calls for like, you know, oh, you know, so-and-so is in the hospital, need your services or whatever. Oh,
and I feel.
And do you feel guilty that you can't respond to them?
I forward it to our pastor, but the problem is, you know, I try not to listen to the messages because what if it's something confidential? You know, if somebody's confiding in their pastor about something.
But I don't know. Oh my gosh. That's a very good service that you have.
I don't know.
I mean, it transcribes it. Yeah.
Well, no, I get the actual audio message. I get the wave file.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's even more like invasive. I
know. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to stop it. I don't know what to do about it. Now, since then they've fixed the directory, but people still look at the old directories and think that our old number is going to, when they call it, they're going to get the pastor.
Well, I think you need to pray on this.
I think you're right. You think God can help me with this one?
He can help with everything. All right. Sure.
All right, that's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet.
Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bottle. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Stay tuned for CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Oh.